Sagt der Heilige Mischna weiter, man sagt, der Schwie ist Peri Gimel Mischna Yud. Habayna Goder Beinoi Ubein Rishus Rabban. This person is building a wall between his field and Rishus Rabban. So a wall needs a foundation. Sagt der Mischna, green light. Mutter Lahamik, he can dig down, Oimik means deep, Ad Hasela, all the way down till the rock. Why am I letting him do this? Aye, by doing it, he's making the land ready for planting. Because people don't plant up against the Rishus HaRab. It's not a good place to plant. So we don't think that people are even going to think that he's doing this to plant. He's building a gate. He needs to dig down to the foundation. Farshim explained, if this was a gather between his field and someone else's field, that would be a different story. Now, he's digging, so when you dig up earth. What does he do with the earth that he digs up? Sakta Mishnah Tsoivroi Rishus HaRabim. He piles it up in the Rishus HaRabim. Pile it up in the Rishus HaRabim. Is that fair for the people walking on the street? Well, Umasaknoi. He's going to fix it afterwards. He's going to remove the earth. Put it someplace else. But right now, I don't want him to put it down in his field. That's going to look like he's preparing his field for planting or something he can't do on Shemitah. So just temporarily, he should pile it into the Rishus HaRabim, understanding he has to remove it. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua Zehalt Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva says, absolutely not. Kederach she'ein mekalkalim Rishus HaRab. You're not allowed to even temporarily pile earth in Rishus HaRab. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Akiva says a bigger chiddush. Not only when you're building your own gate, are you not allowed to pile up the earth in Rishus HaRabim, but kach lo yisakenu. Let's say you want to help the people in the Rishus HaRab. You're not building anything for yourself. You're coming out to the Rishus HaRab, you see, oy vey, earth and stones all over the place. Someone's going to get hurt. Let me pile it up into one heap. Don't do it. You want to do a toiva? Pick up the stones that are scattered. Take them away, but don't pile them up. The web is always, so we ask, Mayasibah, if Rabbi Akiva doesn't let us during a Shemitah year. He doesn't let us put it on his field. He doesn't let us pile it up in the Rishus HaRab. What should we do? Sok the Mishnah, Tsoivrei B'Tachsidei U'Kederech HaMizavlin. You can put it on your field, but you have to do it the same way we piled up the zevel that we spoke about earlier. Remember we said shloisha ashpatos to a beisa? So you can make three piles of this earth that you are digging up. Same amount that we said then, per each beisa. Someone is digging a bar. A bar is a round pit, usually to use it to fill up water or something. Mashiach is a long, narrow one. Uma'ara, Mara could mean a cave or it could mean a pit that's covered with a roof where there's an opening. And you're building it next to a Rishus HaRab, not during a Shemitah year. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, what do you do with the earth that you dig up? Make a pile in the Rishus HaRab. Understand, you're going to remove it soon. But according to Rabbi Kiva, no. You have to keep the earth in your own land. Here it's not Shemitah, so there's no problem. You're just putting it down anyway in your own land, but you have to do it into your own land. You can't just make a pile in the Rishus HaRabim, even if it's only for a short time. So, chazing over our Mishnah, someone is building a gate on his field during a Shemitah year between his property and the Rishus HaRabim. You can dig down all the way until the bedrock, all the way until the rock for the foundation of your gate. We know people don't plant here, so it's not a chash that will be digging for Shemitah. What does he do with the earth, according to Rabbi Yeshua? Pile it up in the Rishus HaRabim just for now. Then take it away. Rabbi Akiva says you can't. You can't pile it up in the Rishus HaRabim. Even if you're going to take it away. Even if you're digging to fix the Rishus HaRabim. You're collecting the stones to fix the Rishus HaRabim. You still can't. So what should you do, according to Rabbi Akiva, with the earth that you dug up? Pile it up in your field, according to the same halachas you did with the Zevel, the three piles in a Beisa. And for that matter, if you're digging various different types of pits during other years, Rabbi Yeshua says you can pile it up in the Rishus HaRabim just for a short time, and then take it away. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can't. You have to pile it in your own field. It's not Shemitah, so you don't have to do it exactly three piles in a Vesa, but you have to put it in your own field. You can't put it even for a short time in the Rishus HaRabim.